I'm WUWM education reporter Emily Files. The University of Wisconsin System's new interim leader wants to expand a free tuition promise program to all UW campuses, but it's dependent on funding that may be difficult to procure during the COVID-19 crisis. On Tuesday, Interim President Tommy Thompson released his biennial budget proposal, which begins in July 2021. Thompson is asking the state for an about $96 million boost in operations funding over the two-year period. In a call with reporters, Thompson said the economic downturn caused by the coronavirus provides even more of a reason to invest in higher education.
I want to develop an educational system in Wisconsin, second to none. And that's why this budget is big, it's bold, it's aggressive, and I'm sick and tired of apologizing for the University of Wisconsin. We're an asset.
The $96 million increase would support 10 priorities identified by Thompson. One of them is replicating Madison's Bucky's tuition promise across the UW system. The Promise program would provide last-dollar scholarships for in-state students from households earning $60,000 or less. That means that after Pell Grants and other financial aid, the Promise program fills any unmet need.
I want to be able to have a poor student from Elroy, Wisconsin, to have the same opportunity that I did. I want to have a poor child that's underprivileged, underserved in Milwaukee, to be able to come to our universities and be able to go to UW-Milwaukee.
Bucky's promise has been in place at Madison since 2018. One reason Madison is able to pull it off is because it enrolls a smaller number of low-income students compared to schools like UW-Milwaukee. It's unclear how Governor Tony Evers and the state legislature will respond to the UW system's request for more money. The state is losing revenue due to the coronavirus pandemic and its economic impact. Evers told state agencies to make cuts this fiscal year and last fiscal year. The cuts add up to a more than $100 million hit to the UW system. That's on top of lost revenue from campuses shutting down last spring and additional costs to make campuses safe for students to return this fall. The UW system budget proposal will go before the Board of Regents at a meeting Thursday. Thompson says he'll also advocate to keep an in-state tuition freeze in place, even though some regents have argued it's time to do away with the freeze. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.